Amateur video caught the sights and sounds of the Chilkat Fairy's final moments, being battered in high winds. At some point, she'd broken free from her moorings. The 64-year-old boat rolls over on her starboard side. In less than a minute, she founders, her keel to the sky.
We had a pretty big storm system blow through the Seattle area, causing winds and gusts up to 50 knots. And one of the concrete piers in Anacortes, Washington, sunk.
Petty Officer Steve Strohmeyer is a Coast Guard spokesman in Seattle, speaking the day after. He says three boats broke free in the storm, but only the 99-foot former ferry sank.
We have a commercial salvage company that will be coming out and assisting with recovery efforts of the vessel. When and how long that will take is unknown at the time.
The Chilkat had been out of service for some time. In 1988, the state sold her to a seafood company to be used as a scallop tender. But for decades, she'd been a workhorse in Southeast Alaska, entering service in 1957 as the territory's first purpose-built passenger ferry. The Chilkat had replaced a surplus military landing craft with a similar name that had been doing runs between Haines and the territorial capital, Juneau, says Southeast Conference's Robert Venables.
The MV Chilkat was the actual very first ferry as part of the Marine Highway System fleet that began in 63 after the statewide vote to bond for the new boats and began the state-sponsored service. The Chilkat was the queen of the fleet.
She could carry 59 passengers and regularly plied the waters of Lynn Canal, running a daily service between Skagway, Haines, and Juneau. Later, she would shuttle between Ketchikan and Annette Island. Painted blue and gold, the Chilkat was the Alaska Marine Highway System's original blue canoe, and a key piece of the region's history. Venable says he's watched the video of her sinking a few times.
And you just kind of hate to see a vessel go down like that.
The Coast Guard says the Chilkat didn't have any fuel or other pollutants on board, having been out of service for some time. The owner of the boatyard posted a statement saying they planned to raise the vessel. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.